Scientist and author Doug Tallamy is on a mission to promote the use of native perennials, shrubs, and trees. According to Tallamy, we need native plants, not just because they help butterflies, as with milkweed and monarchs. We need them to survive. Here's how Tallamy explains it.
Ecosystems function well or poorly depending on the number of species within them. And the more species that are in those ecosystems, the better they function, the more stable they are. And by ecosystem function, I'm talking about ecosystems that produce what we call ecosystem services, the things that keep us humans alive. There are so many things we have to ask of our landscapes today that we haven't asked in the past. They have to sequester carbon, and it's the plants that are going to do that and store it in our soil. They have to support pollinators, not just because pollinators pollinate our crops, but because they pollinate 80 to 90% of all the plants on the planet. You lose your pollinators, you lose 80 to 90% of the plants. That's not an option.
Tallamy's recent book, written with designer Rick Dark, is called The Living Landscape. It explains to homeowners that their gardens can promote biodiversity and still be beautiful, with the addition of native perennials, shrubs, and trees.
So it takes a little bit of a compromise. You're not going to get living landscapes if you have 80% of your plants from Asia. So there's got to be a heavier reliance on productive native plants. You have to use the landscape that you have more thoroughly than we typically do right now, which means we have to layer the landscape. We have to put plant diversity back at the ground layer, at the shrub layer, at the sub-canopy layer, and the canopy layer, so that we have vertical habitat as well as horizontal habitat.
Tallamy credits the plight of the monarch for drawing attention to the importance of insects across the spectrum.
So all of a sudden, the U.S. wants to save the monarch. It's a national theme now, and people are planting milkweeds all over. What I like about this is there are critically important lessons here. That is a typical host plant specialist. You will not have monarchs if you don't have the host plant with which it co-evolved. And that is true for 90% of the insects that are out there. So we care about the monarch. We measure it because we all go to the same place in Mexico and we can count them. We're not measuring the other insects that are declining, the 4,000 species of native bees that are declining for the same reasons. You're taking away their forage. So the American public is now realizing insects are important, we need them, and we can save them very simply by just putting the few things they need back into the landscape. And not only that, it's fun.
The current summer drought is yet another reason for Western New Yorkers to use native plants. Although Doug Tallamy is primarily concerned about biodiversity, he could also tell you that native perennials and trees survive and thrive in the regions where they belong. See WBFO's website for a short list of great native plants. For WBFO News, I'm Elizabeth Licata.